Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PACC Radio with your hosts,
Rochelle Post
and Dominic Salvucci.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new edition of PAECT Radio. I'm Dominic Salvucci, along with Rochelle Poth, co-host. Tonight, we have a very special edition. Joining us from out east, we have Brooke Malartrick, who is the PAECT Southeastern Regional Director, Gabe Young, CEO of All Access Labs, Jenny Kling from Young Innovators Fair, Inspiration Curator, and our episode is going to focus on a Young Innovators Fair coming up in Philadelphia, PA, in January. Hello, everybody.
Hi there, Dom.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Dom.
So I'm basically going to turn the reins over to Brooke. She was warned ahead of time, so this isn't going to be just a, you know, here it is, have at it. But we were talking earlier, and this Young Innovators Fair coming up is a fantastic opportunity out in Eastern PA, and I would love that see something like this come out our way out west. But if one of you, I don't know, would like to give us a little bit of background on the Young Innovators Fair, I'd appreciate it for the listeners to hear about it.
Sure. Yeah, this is Gabe, so I'll start. My business partner and I, we were creating nationwide Lego fan festivals, and we were doing this amazing job with the show, and we've attracted a lot of really amazing people, and we've had a blast doing it. And what happened was we started working on another event, and in the process of doing that last January, I ended up taking my seven-year-old to a young engineers night at a local high school. And what happened was when I went there, I was amazed by these kids who were doing such an incredible job, of learning how to innovate and do these really cool things with engineering. So what happened, there was I ended up taking that cue and creating an event called Young Innovators Fair. I mean, literally within 2 weeks, my partner and I canceled the other event and started working on this STEM event. We knew that after seeing these couple hundred kids have a blast, we knew we could reproduce something in a very comparable way to have kids get more involved, roll up their sleeves, and really discover the beauty of the science and technology and engineering and math and arts and all these other amazing things. So, I mean, it really started with something like that, and it snowballed to a point where we are today, where we have these really great partners, and we know we're going to pull off this amazing show in this coming January.
Well, that's great, and I love the fact that you said it's child-focused, which there's a lot of educational events and conferences out there for teachers, but there aren't too many that are geared specifically for the children.
Yeah, you know what, Dom? I mean, that's one of the primary focuses of ours. So we want to have an event where we are attracting kids and they are bringing the parents and not the other way around. And, I have, my seven-year-old is now eight, and I have three younger ones as well. And I would feel like I'm doing my job. I'm bringing my child to this event, and I can learn a little bit more about what he loves. That will allow me to guide him and really lead him down the right path one day. And with my other three, I don't know what they are yet because they are young, but I do know that I want to see what they love now, and that will allow me and my wife to really gear up a little bit. Like, if one of my kids is, and I see them playing with, whatever, dinosaur bones, then I know maybe I should be showing her more dinosaurs. I mean, something as basic as that.
Oh, that's neat. Quick question is, what's the format like? So it is kid-focused, and it's a great idea, but is it, like, certain – let me explain this – certain events, they're kind of set sessions and you're locked in. Other types of events like ed camps are sort of open door where you can wander through. What type of format are there going to be specific sessions? Are there going to be areas for people to walk through? Is it hands-on? I'm assuming it would be hands-on because
right.
of the children, but you give us a little bit of a background or explanation to the format?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I want to help remove some of the mystique surrounding it. You know, part of it's because, you know, this could be so many different types of things. When we were doing our due diligence regarding these STEM events, what we found was, you know, many of these STEM events were either designed for adults, which are awesome because I'm an adult and I'm, you know, I consider myself a STEM kid, you know, but they were designed for adults like these maker fairs. And, you know, and sometimes they sprinkle in some, you know, kid-friendly type things to get these makers, kids involved, but they're really designed for the grown-ups to bring their kids, not the other way around. Some of these other events are also geared toward, you know, speakers, where people can show up and talk about their careers and how they got there, which is also very powerful. Kind of are the types of events that I went to that inspired me. It was really at a local school, and it's in a small setting, and it's very intimate, and it's wonderful. But what we wanted to do was do something that was going to be much more massive, right? We have a lot of experience creating massive family events, so we took that formula and applied it to STEM. So when you come to the Young Innovators Fair, what you're going to see is you're going to see the event broken up into these 10 innovation worlds. So within each world, these are all STEM inspired, right? So you have a world called Builders Boulevard, and that Builders Boulevard is the construction and engineering zone. So there you might find our partners like Lego or Kinect, engineering for kids. And, you know, the kids will be able to see a couple of different things. There'll be some mind-blowing exhibits that they'll be able to look at and examine and take pictures of. They'll have some hands-on attractions. So those are things that they'll be able to literally roll up their sleeves and get their hands dirty and really play and experiment and discover and won't even know that they're learning most of the time. And there's also going to be, in some cases, this live entertainment. So the live entertainment, we're going to have people blowing stuff up on stage. We're going to have performances. We're going to have, you know, really folks who really just get the kids excited and jolt the community about STEM. And there's really not going to be that much speaking. and lastly, we're also going to work in some really amazing partners who have these, show specials in terms of some of the products that they sell or some of the memberships that you can be part of and whatnot. So, and that's within just one world, Builders Boulevard. We also have Pilot's Pad, which is the air and space world, Biologist Bay, which is the life sciences space. So if you go to our website, younginnovatorsfair.com, you'll see all 10 of these worlds listed out. And, you know, we have really amazing partners for all 10 of those. So the worlds are really going to be, really diverse. You know, we have, you know, large companies coming, such as Google. We have, very well-known museums like the Franklin Institute and performance arts centers like the Kimmel Center. But we also have startup companies, you know, new game developers like Starfall Studios. Even as recently as today, we were able to, get a couple of dinosaurs to come to our, not living ones, but a couple of dinosaurs to come to our show, including a Triceratops skull, which is going to be pretty amazing. So those are the things that you're going to be able to see. And some of these are going to be self-directed. So when you get to the zone, you'll have opportunity to maybe build and play. But then there's other things like Google, where they're bringing the Google Cardboard, and you'll have the opportunity to sit in a mini workshop, and you'll be able to get a taste of their virtual reality product. And those are session-based. So it's really going to be a combination of things. But when you walk in, the idea is to really, really get these kids excited. And you can't go wrong with which direction you head to. And it's going to be a combination of things for you to do.
That sounds great. I would love to have been able to make it out there. I'm not going to be able to make it there because of the holiday and work and everything like that. But this sounds like it would be interesting. I'm looking forward to getting feedback from people that attend. My daughter's fired up. She's going to be 9 here in another month. And she's just telling her about it because they just opened up a maker space in her school. And she's all excited.
So this, well, Tom, this sounds, if you could ever find a way to make it out here, we'll love to have you.
With the 10 worlds and everything going on within each, it's going to touch no matter what a child's like is. This seems it's going to touch that area and give them opportunities to see more things, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they'll see things in worlds that they never even knew existed, and they're going to be like, wow, in Conservationist Corner, we're able to learn about how these people are protecting sharks, and this is what that's all about. And I didn't even know I liked sharks until today, right? So hopefully we're able to inspire some kids to either, you know, move farther ahead down a particular path, or maybe even shift gears and change directions slightly to another part of science or whatnot.
Gabe.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, when I checked out the website, the Young Innovators Fair, I mean, just even looking at how it's set up and the animation and the resources and how everything just comes in, basically just comes in flying at you. I mean, so many choices, honestly, in the numbers and the statistics that are listed there and signing up, you know, to be notified, like, whenever you can get the early bird access and the background. I mean, the layout of it is fantastic, and it draws you in. And when I first looked at this and I saw, you know, how big it's going to be in all the different worlds, if I were, you know, a young student and I was taken to this, I really honestly don't know where I would start. There are so many unbelievable opportunities there for interaction. And is it possible? I mean, I don't know how much time you would spend in each one, but is it possible or feasible that everybody could go through all of the different worlds during that time period?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, I think so. I mean, the event is January 2nd and 3rd, Saturday and Sunday, right before school starts up again. And, you know, we all know that I have a relatively large family these days. And, you know, we have cabin fever around that time of the year. So, so I'll be there first thing in the morning at 9 a.m. And, you know, the event will carry on until 6 p.m. So, yeah, from 9 to 6, that's 9 hours. To get through the world, you know, the reality is if somehow you don't make it through the entire world on Saturday and want to come back, hunt me down, and you'll be my special guest on Sunday.
That sounds good. It's like being in the world, right? Because you get those extra perks, early access.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? And thank you for mentioning the website. I mean, we try to do a great job of having, having a really robust website with concise data. We are still adding more because I know folks are excited about learning more about these attractions, what they're going to be able to do there, and who some of our partners are. So I promise you all that stuff will be up there in the next couple of weeks. But if you go there today, you will see some of the things that you just described. And, tickets do go on sale in a couple of weeks. And, you know, the early bird special, this is premature. I really didn't want to say this until the end, but we do have an early bird special. So if you go on the website, and sometime between October 2nd and October 11th, the earlier bird special, the tickets are going to be $15, which is the lowest you will ever be able to get them. I know myself, that time of the year, my wife makes me buy Disney on Ice tickets, and we go, and we spend $50 for, you know, 6 tickets, and the kids are hanging out for an hour and a half, and last year's show was amazing. But if I could spend $15 instead of $50 and give my kids 8 to 9 hours of science fun where I could, you know, where I would feel like I'm doing my job as a parent. I mean, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Right. Yeah, that's unbelievable that would be the cost for everything that's offered. I know that when I looked at it, definitely I think it was a Sorcerer's Square was one of them and the Hacker's Hideout. Is that right? The two
right.
that I was like, oh, I think I'd really like to go into those ones. And then the robots too, because I've been working with hummingbird robots, and I thought, boy, I really don't know where I would start. But yeah, the website is phenomenal, and I was checking out all the different tabs. If anybody wants to find out, you know, definitely go to the website, theyounginnovatorsfair.com. I think I got that right, and you will be drawn in, and it's very, very eye-catching and very informative. Yeah.
Yeah, Michelle. I mean, just to give you a preview, over in Robots Retreat, we will have a mini robot tournament. We will have a small robot dance team, and we will be giving away, through a raffle, some robots. In addition to that, over at the Hacker's Hideout, we'll have the opportunity to learn from a couple of software developers and some gamers. And then there's also going to be an opportunity for you to do some hacking as well. And the other role that you mentioned, which one was it?
The Sorcerers. I think is that the right one? Sorcerers.
Yeah. As we to confirm that we will have a Blast the Trooper event going on there, which is a fundraiser for the Star. We have a lot of Star Wars presence at the show, and you're going to have the opportunity to I'll blast a couple of these stormtroopers, you know, with some Nerf guns there. So
that was the draw for me. The Star Wars. I'm an early, you know, late 1970s when the original came out, and saw all of them in the series. So when I saw the Star Wars, I thought, oh, that's definitely somewhere where I would like to go. So that sounds really great.
Yeah, thank you.
Rochelle, I want to go back to something that you said before about your interest in the robots retreat and how you're using the hummingbirds now in your classroom. And that kind of leads into our conversation about how PAECT is playing a role in this event. And just like you, I was so drawn into this website when I first saw it. And I thought, this is happening like 10 minutes away from me in my backyard.
Yeah, right.
This event sounds amazing. I can tell students about it and families. And, you know, we thought this is something that PAECT members, one, need to know about, but two, need to be involved in. Our members have so much to offer that they're offering every day to their students. And while that's just great, it's just impacting the students in their community. How about impacting the students in our greater community and maybe even the tri-state area by showing off their talents and their expertise in these STEM areas? So got in touch with Jenny Kling from the Young Innovators Fair, and we started talking about ideas for PAECT members to be involved. So I have a form that I'm going to send out after the show today. And if anyone's listening right now, they can go to the tinyurl.com/YIFvolunteer for Young Innovators Fair. And we want members to be involved in this event. What do you have to share? What do you have to offer to attendees at this event? You know, if it's something related to 3D printing or robotics in your classroom, things that you're already doing with your students that you can share with the greater good. Gabe, do you want to elaborate on that and how you envision PAE's presence at this event?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, if you are a teacher and you are, say, for example, the utmost wind energy expert that you know of and you need a platform to showcase some of your stuff, you know, we're going to go ahead and try to do that with you. We will work with you. You know, when we have these big partners, I mean, they sponsor us and they give us money and we love all that. But we're more concerned about getting the community involved. And if people have this, you know, they have this amazing passion and vision around the stuff that they love and want to share it with these kids, you know, we will donate the space to you to provide that content to these kids. And I think it'll be a win across the board. You know, we're able to produce a better show. You're able to get in front of, you know, some of these kids and inspire them really at the grassroots level. And these kids, of course, are going to benefit from hearing more about wind farms, right? So, you know, and if you don't have this amazing thing that you know of because you're not an expert in any one thing and you love a lot of things, well, we also have a lot of partners who could use some additional support. You know, so there are roles within the event. You know, we will have temp staff, but there's nothing I would love more than to have, you know, domain experts, teachers, and other folks who are very passionate about these things who will be more than happy to, you know, roll up their sleeves and also help us, you know, and get these kids a little bit more inspired.
I think we have the community for that. All of our members are passionate about what they do every day with kids. And, you know, even just an event to advertise to board members, to the people who are investing in your school to show them this is why we need STEM education, this is why we need the tools in order to be able to let our students play and manipulate and ask questions and inspire them to become better and to become innovators. You know, so even advertising to, you know, to that market and letting them know about that event is huge as well. So we really want to help get the word out about this event.
No, that's awesome, yes. And I'm hoping you guys feel it. I mean, when I hear people like Brooke and Jenny's been an amazing advocate of ours, I mean, when I hear teachers like that, it makes me more motivated. And, you know, and I'm not sure if my wife would tell me that she's not sure if I need any more motivation, but I'm telling you, like, inside I feel good when I hear other people, you know, with a similar passion.
Yeah, it is definitely a good feeling.
I want to tie into what you were talking about teachers. I first met Gabe Young and Chad Collins at a BrickFest event where they gave me the opportunity to bring my fourth and fifth graders and show some of the robotics that they had been doing in class all year long. And they gave me a table, and I wasn't sure exactly what to expect. And I organized the students, and the students all came for free. And the students worked with me at the table. We set up all the robots, the NXT and the WeDo Lego robots. And we waited. And the first day when the doors opened, there were people lined up around the building. And there were people streaming in and people pushing towards our table, two and three rows back, and sticking their children on their shoulders and taking pictures of my students and their work and yelling questions at us and asking me questions and demanding they see the teacher who's responsible for this amazing work. And in my head, I was happy, but I was really shocked because I couldn't understand how they didn't already know that I do this every day. Mm-hmm. And so there were people from Virginia at the BrickFest event and from New York and from Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia, and they kept saying, "Where are you from? Is that like a special private school?" I said, "No, I work in Stoughton. It's a traditional public school." "Well, why are you doing this and how do you do this?" I said, "Well, I'm a technology teacher and the children have technology every 4 days and this is just one unit of problem solving that we do." And I kept thinking, this is so exciting because grandparents and uncles and aunts and moms and dads kept saying to me over and over, "You mean kids do this in public school every day, all the time?" And I kept thinking, wow, they didn't know this? And it was just such, it was so much energy and so much respect. And the children were so proud of themselves and talking about what they had designed, why they had engineered it, how they had written the computer code for it. It was a really great experience, and that's what made me want to be involved with Chad and Gabe.
And I'll tell you what. I mean, Jenny's been absolutely amazing to work with, and I'll give Chad the credit of finding Jenny. Chad's the one who, created BrickFest Live, which is the other event that we produce. And that's the nationwide tour. And, and that started with, Chad and his daughter creating, YouTube videos. So, I mean, that's a story for another day, for another radio show. But, Chad created that event, met Jenny, and, this is how we got together.
Wow. I love how, Jenny, it was your students that were teaching the attendees. And, someone might say just fourth or fifth grade, but the amount of knowledge that they can portray and share with others is life-changing. And I'm sure it was a life-changing event for them to be able to show attendees, show them what they know and to impact other kids and other adults and to act and to make those adults advocates for their own kids and education.
Yeah. One of the other things that we did that was really exciting was that I gave little mini teams of children iPads, and I gave them Dash from Wonder Workshop, if you know the autonomous programmable robot.
Mm-hmm.
He's blue. And the kids, it feels like a safe and caring and nurturing environment when you're there. It's very crowded, but there's a lot of, it just feels like a comfortable place. So the kids walked around in groups, and they navigated the robot around the BrickFest area, and people would stop them. And the children, just like you're saying, the children would hand strangers their iPad, hand strangers their robot, and stand behind them. And the fourth graders and fifth graders were coaching, young children and grandparents, this is what the robot does, this is how you program it. It was really exciting. And their parents, one mom was crying because her son was being this kind of leader, and she had never seen that in him before.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow. Do you envision Young Innovators Fair to be the same way in terms of student presenters if a teacher wanted to bring his or her students?
Oh, my gosh. If that was the opportunity to get kids to do this type of thing, absolutely. I can tell you that one of our really good partners is PALCS. It's Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School, and they are actually doing that. They have a really amazing gifted program, and they're going to have kids participate, especially kids that are high school level and maybe some are even beyond, a little bit beyond that. I mean, they're the perfect candidate to get in front of these younger kids. I mean, they get to hear from you know, what they may see as they're just, you know, slightly older than their peers. And, you know, it's great when they can hear the same message coming from adults and from kids who are just a couple years older than they are.
Awesome. Wow. So
wow,
let's talk about ways that...
Oh. Real quick, I'm going to jump in. If you are listening, two ways to contact the show. On Twitter, if you want to throw out, we're following the hashtag at PAECT Radio. And if another way, more direct, if you'd like to call into the show, the phone number for guest calling is 516-595-8307. So we can take questions, comments. If you have anything you'd like to contribute to the conversation and you're listening, please do that. If you catch the show on recording and you have questions, you can either email Brooke or myself through our PAECT email addresses. Brooke, would you like to give yours?
Sure. Southeast@paect.org.
Or southwest@paect.org to get in touch with me, and we can forward the information on to both Gabe and Jenny. Gabe, if any teachers, we'll be pushing stuff out through paect.org, the website, and as Brooke said, she's going to send out a mass email to the membership with information on how we can contribute. If anyone else has questions, what's the best way besides going to the Young Innovators Fair .com website? What are other ways, filtering things through Brooke or myself or PAECT? What are some other ways to get information from you? Social media or anything that?
Yeah, well, you know what? We are on social media. I mean, if it's a PAECT question specific about how to participate, I mean, Brooke and Jenny, and they've been really great on that end. So you can reach out to Brooke, and Brooke, we're more than happy to answer your questions and or direct you to me. That being said, if it's a more general question related to the show itself, you know, how do I get tickets? How do I get there? Where can I stay in terms of a hotel? Because I'm coming from hours away. I mean, you can reach out to me directly. I can be reached at Gabe, G-A-B-E, at youninnovatorsfair.com. And I'll be more than happy to, you know, field any questions people have. In terms of, I think you mentioned, participating. I mean, yeah, we would love to have more people participate. You know, we already have a good number, but I will never turn down an amazing teacher who wants to get involved, and we'll find a way to allow them to do something powerful, because we know that this is what the show is all about. Like, we can't just have, products and really cool stuff for people to do and not have really passionate people, behind the tables or working with the kids. That being said, if you just want to come to the show, like I said, the best time to buy tickets is going to be between October 2nd and October 11th. So you can go to youninnovatorsfair.com and click on tickets. If you missed that window, we are also going to be working with PAECT and ISTE. So we will provide a code for you folks to get $5 off the ticket. The ticket price online will be $22, and it'll be $17 if you were given the code. But your best bet is to not miss the window of those 9 or 10 days.
That's awesome. And also, if you're an educator listening, we PAECT, we're going to call for Act 48 credit for this event. So what a great way to be hands-on, bring your family, experience some different STEM exhibits, and also get your Act 48 hours.
Yeah, Brooke, along with that, that is, the Act 48 is definitely something that would be awesome too, because I know some educators, want something different and exciting to go to. So this is definitely an opportunity for that. But if anybody has any questions about these areas, when you hear words like STEM or STEAM, and if you're not in education or you don't really know what any of those types of programs might involve, I mean, this is like the perfect opportunity to go and just explore on your own to find out and interact and see what this from all these different areas are doing. And it's nice that it's in one place. It's on a weekend. It's accessible. I just think it's a phenomenal opportunity for people to to see and experience it, you know, no matter who you are in terms of if you're a teacher, a student, or just general public, and you're curious about, like, what are the students doing and, you know, what is the technology that's being used and, you know, what skills are they developing, whether it be in the math area or robotics, and how is STEAM and STEM, how are they different? What does that mean? I just think it's, I just can't rave enough about it, especially the website, because like I was telling Gabe, that definitely is a drawing, and it makes it so easy to find out, you know, what it's going to be about. It's really an exciting event that you're planning.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I can, you know, back to the Act 48 real quick. My wife is a school teacher, and, you know, she's an educator, just like, you know, some of the folks here on the phone. And, you know, the reality is, you know, she tells me about some of the quote-unquote amazing ways that she earns her credits. You know, so we're hoping this is a good alternative for some folks to earn some credits.
I also think personally this is a very inexpensive yet exciting way to earn Act 48 credits.
Absolutely.
Completely agreed.
Yes.
Yes.
And yeah. I think Dom mentioned social media. So you can follow us on Twitter at Innovators Fair. And you can also like us on Facebook at Young Innovators Fair Education.
That's super. And then actually, if you want, you know, we'll be blasting out the participation form at the end of the show today. So if you are interested in getting involved, maybe you want to facilitate an activity just at a booth and work with kids one-on-one in small groups, show that new robot that you've been using with your son, you can volunteer for that. If you want to lead some type of workshop or an experience where multiple kids could take part in with their parents, maybe you want to build something together, that's an opportunity. If you want to do a demonstration, if you want to do a presentation on stage, there's so many ways that you can get involved in this event. And if you get involved in this event, obviously you get to see the event for free. You're going to get a T-shirt. There's lots of perks coming your way, courtesy of Young Innovators Fair and PAECT, some things that we're still working out and we're excited to let you know about in the coming months. But it's definitely going to be an event that you want to be a part of. And, you know, just anything that you're doing with kids, you're passionate, share that passion with others and you know, let them explore their talents so they can figure out what path they want to take in their careers.
Another experience that I had that I think teachers who come and parents who come will find is that so many other educators and STEM business people were there, and they all helped each other. So maybe one of my robots broke, or maybe one of my robots was walking off of the table, and somebody from the University of Pennsylvania, who happened to be one of the head referees for NXT, walked over and said, oh, look at the sun coming through. That's changing the light pattern. So you're going to have to recalibrate your robot based on the sun moving across the skylight. And then I engaged in a long conversation with him, and I just learned so much from the other people who came. And I really networked with other educators who were passionate and who taught me things really quickly.
The wealth of knowledge that's going to be inside that expo center right after New Year's is going to be incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and people will be, you know, they'll have the opportunity to make the most of it and turn it into what they want. I mean, if you want to meet people, I mean, that's a really great place to really, you know, bond and connect with all the people who are interested in the same things you are. And, you know, I know every time we do a show, you know, I'm meeting new amazing people every single day. And so, I mean, I always look forward to the events like this myself. You know, but like I said, I know for some of these disciplines, you know, some of them are things that kids can do you know, by themselves. But wouldn't it be cool that, you know, if you love something and you've been working by yourself with, you know, on a project, that you can find someone else who's also interested in something as geeky or, you know, or something like that, where maybe you weren't able to find someone else with a similar passion? You know, we're hoping, you know, people can make friends and you know, whether they're business partners or just a colleague or someone, you know, if you're a child, someone you can, you know, hang out with and work together and build projects together one day.
That's awesome. And by attending this event and becoming part of the PAECT, PAECT community. That's what we offer. We offer community for people that are connected all year round. That we offer events throughout the year for people to attend and to network, to talk about the ideas, Gabe, that you're describing, because you're going to have so many ideas coming off of this Young Innovators Fair. To take them back by yourself, you can try to implement them, but it's much better when you have a community that will support you, that you can bounce questions off of and figure out the best way to implement it in your environment. So that'll be a nice added perk for participating. Anything else about the event that you think we need to know about?
Well, how much time do we have? I mean,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I know Brooke and Jenny have done an awesome job complimenting me to make sure I didn't miss anything. You know, like I said, if you haven't been to our website, you know, Rochelle already gave us a lot of props there. But, you know, definitely stop by and learn a little bit more about the show, you know, and some of those 10 worlds and see what excites you. And, you know, we haven't listed all of our partners yet because we're finalizing a couple of agreements. I know I mentioned a couple who have come through already just now on the show. You know, but we have many more, and literally this is happening every day. And we also get, you know, try to get pretty creative with a lot of nonprofit organizations. So, you know, we have a really amazing outreach program. If you haven't, you know, if you didn't hear us now, you may eventually hear from us, you know, through your school network and whatnot, or some of your townships, because we'll be working with them directly. But if you also happen to have a nonprofit organization and you want to get involved, you know, please reach out to me. I mean, because we have so many different, you know, opportunities to get more kids involved. And you know, I'll give you one example. I mean, we're working closely with the Girl Scouts, and they've been amazing to work with so far. You know, they want to let the world know that they're much more than camping, crafts, and cookies. They have a robotics team, and they have, you know, STEM programs. So we've been able to provide them with some booth space so they can go ahead and really show off some of the things that they're working on. And these amazing girls, like, you know, they are much more than just cookies, right? In addition to that, you know, we're also going to, you know, for these girls who are going to come to our show as attendees, for every ticket that they buy, we're also going to match that ticket and give that to a Girl Scout in the community where they otherwise wouldn't be able to afford to come to the show. So, you know, it's really not about selling tickets. It's really more about, you know, getting kids involved. And, you know, it doesn't matter what walk of life you're in right now. I mean, let's get these kids over to the show and let's make it really powerful and inspiring for everyone. So, again, if you are working with kids in an organization that you feel strongly about, you know, reach out to me and let's figure out a way to collaborate. I mean, let's see what's in it for you, and we'll do our best to meet you there.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm, you know, not only am I one of the co-hosts of PACT Radio, but I'm also one of the leaders of my daughter's Girl Scout troop, and that's fantastic that you're reaching out to the Girl Scouts and you know, other nonprofits. Because that's the one thing that, you know, being a leader with that and working with, in education and being a part of this organization, reaching out to the kids and trying to get them motivated and showing them what's out there. Because, you know, the world as we know it is changing so much, and they need to be prepared for what's ahead that we don't even know is coming down the pike yet. And this is a great way, especially reaching out to the kids that can't normally get to an event like this. Is fantastic. Thank you for you incorporating both the Girl Scouts and PAECT in this event.
Yeah, you know, thank you, Dom. I didn't know you were involved with the Girl Scouts, so I'm glad I mentioned it by coincidence. But you know what? It's not just the Girl Scouts. We collectively, and it's not me, it's not just Chad and Jenny. I mean, everyone who's going to be part of the show. You know, we are going to be changing lives over those 2 days. There's no doubt about it. And if someone wants a role in doing that, I mean, let's, you know, hop on board. Let's do it together. I mean, we know kids are going to be changing course and doing better in school and inventing things and starting YouTube channels and all kinds of stuff.
I have chills. I'm excited. So.
This does sound like it. When my daughter, like I said, when I told her about the event, she was looking at some of the things going on the website. She was kind of pressuring my wife and I to get out there, but that's a little bit of a hard drive in the middle of winter. from Pittsburgh out there, but that's something that I would love to be able to do, is get out there for this. It sounds like it's going to be a dynamic time with so much going on. I am jealous.
You can come celebrate New Year's at my house, Dom, and then stay here for a few days.
Yeah, that's the perfect weekend for it.
Gabe, do you have another Twitter handle besides at Innovators Fair?
Oh, that's the one we're using for that event. So, you know, and if you didn't catch them the first time, I believe if you go to our website, youngandinnovatorsfair.com, there are links to our Facebook and Twitter pages.
Okay. And is there a link to the BrickFest events on the Innovators Fair?
There is not. But if you go to BrickFest.com, I'm sorry, BrickFestLive.com. I've never done that before. I made the mistake. BrickFestLive.com. You can learn more about our nationwide Lego fan festival. And for that show, we bring in about 10 to 20,000 attendees per weekend. And we do something very similar, but obviously very Lego-based. It's a little bit narrower in focus. It doesn't mean it's any less fun, but it's a little bit of a different show.
Yeah, we've been talking mostly, and I know we're almost finished, we've been talking so much about learning, and there's something else that I forgot to mention, how much fun it is, and how much Gabe Young and Chad Collins really seem to plan to entertain other people. And they're happy when other people are happy, when they see kids laughing, when they see parents laughing, if they see me laughing, and they're always asking me, are you having fun? And I'm like, yes, I am. I'm having a lot of fun.
Or we're only doing that in front of Jenny because she's making us have fun.
But isn't that so important, showing that learning is fun? And in this state that we're in right now, just the standardized testing and how students are tested and tested and tested and tested, and it's such a hot topic in the news to see what learning can look like and the joy that it brings to kids. You know, it's such a timely event, and to get the people, the decision makers, to this event, to experience it, to see the images of those kids and to be a part of that experience, I think is really important. So you hit on something, Jenny, that I think is, you know, very valuable. All right. So I guess I know that there's some tweets that are going out right now that find out how you can get in touch with the Innovators Fair. I know we'll be sending out a link tonight about how you can participate in the Young Innovators Fair, how you can volunteer. And, Dom, you know, as you said, you know, you live on the other side of the state. I'm sure if, you know, in the form that you say that you're traveling a far distance, we have a lot of members in our region. Maybe they'll open their houses to other PACT members and, you know, let you stay for the weekend. Just throw it out.
Might take you up on that, but if we have a bad blizzard, you might have me for a week or so.
Right, and if participating in a show in that capacity is not right for you, I mean, that's fine, but bring your families. If you end up there in January on 2nd and 3rd, you know, track me down and say hello. Almost always I'm going to be on skates. So look for the guy who's going to be rolling around and, give me a high five and shake my hand, you know.
Yeah, you're going to need them there for sure.
And as you said, even if you're not an expert in one of these fields, there's so much there. It's not a bad thing to learn about. I mean, it's going to be fun. Just looking at all the events that are available, even if you're not an expert in STEM or STEAM, it's going to be great to have your hands on things and tinker and play with all this stuff. So you don't have to be an expert to enjoy the situation.
Right. Yeah. Make the opportunity to learn.
Yeah. When I met with my paleontologist friends today, I learned more on my conversation with him than I ever did about dinosaurs. And not that I wasn't into dinosaurs. He just shared so much information. And, I know that's going to be one of the first places I stop by will be his area. And see if he needs any help so I can start, so I can pet the Triceratops head or, you know, what anything I can do. So, I mean, like I said, I think I'm a big STEM kid.
You know, Gabe, I think I didn't think anything could top how cool the website is and how cool this whole thing sounds. But when you just said that you met with a paleontologist, that might have leveled it up some, because that really, that caught my attention. And I'm pretty sure that's going to catch a lot of people's attention. It's like, you can learn about that, but you can also learn about all these other things there. So all those worlds, yeah, that definitely sounds awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
What? I look forward to seeing the dinosaur as well, and hopefully making sure it all stays connected and, you know, connect the leg bone to the hip bone. I'll have to, you know, refresh my memory, listen to the song. Are you going to help assemble it as well?
Well, I'll tell you what. This guy, and you know, he's you know, he's dedicated his life in, you know, in discovering these types of things, and he actually has like the largest personal collection of dinosaur bones in the country, or something of that nature. So, wow. You know, his space is going to be pretty cool.
Wow, super exciting! I know, I can't wait for this event. I'm excited that it's happening so close to my home, and that we can share the word with so many of our students and teachers in the area. So that's something that's special to me, and I know I'm going to help spread the word every chance that I have, and I hope that we have a lot of people out there who would like to participate in this event and share their knowledge too. So thank you for the opportunity and the partnership.
Yeah, thank you. You guys have been awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's a great year for Philly. Like a 7-month stretch there between ISTE and then this coming up too. A lot of things to look forward to for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know what? And if anyone's interested, we will, you know, we are working with ISTE and trying to figure out a way to work with them over in Denver. So if anyone wants to make a trip with us, let us know. Yeah, you will at some point also hear from ISTE. I believe ISTE is going to have a group code that they'll be sharing with their, you know, with their partners, their educators and whatnot.
Super.
Sounds great.
Great. And maybe if the event gets closer, if we have any new news, then we can have another radio show and you can fill us in again.
Absolutely. We're more than happy to come back on and, you know, and have this chat again. Maybe it will be refreshing for some folks. And maybe we'll get some new people as well.
Invitation's always open. All right. Well, that pretty much wraps up the show for tonight. I want to thank everybody, Jenny, for coming on. Gabe, thank you, both you and Jenny, for the opportunity for PAECT and everyone else. Brooke, you're becoming a regular. Love that. And Rochelle, always.
Thank you, Dom. You too. Good talking with you all. Thank you.
It was nice to meet you, Dom. It was nice to
meet
you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
It was nice meeting you, too.
You too. And I can't wait to meet
all the people. No, I just can't wait to see all the happy, excited faces at the event.
Yeah, it will be awesome.
All right,
we'll
can't wait to see you there.
Just have a good
night.
Good time. We sent out through my Twitter account, @DSalvucci, sent out some links to the Innovators Fair website. Follow them on Twitter. Go to Facebook. Like them. The links are open. You have the early bird registration. And go to PAECT.org and kind of follow the radio show there. We'll have some updates on that website and hopefully we'll have everyone back on again as we get closer to the event to have an update as to what's going on and some more information rolled out to you. So keep checking out PAECT.org for information on the Young Innovators Fair. Everyone else, have a good night, and thank you very much.
Thanks. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.